Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring six Motown artists that weren't so prominent in the 1960s on the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, Edward Starr, and Brenda Holloway. The second half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, the Spinners, and Jimmy Ruffin. All coming up in the next hour, right here on Motown Memories.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Yeah. listen to me.
Memories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory's favorite artist, the Velvettes. That was a song called He Is Really Saying Something, and that reached number 21 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965. Before that, Needle in the Haystack with the Velvettes, number 31 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 64. And we started with the Motown Memory signature song and the theme song, a song that was recorded in 1965 but never released until 2002. And that was Ain't No Place Like Motown. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists that, well, weren't so prominent in the 1960s. Well, coming up, Edward Starr with his first charting song on the Motown record label, Agent Double O Soul. Well, like the other great stand-up soul singers of the 1960s in the Motown record label, Edward Starr has the long reach and explosive power of the preacher. His voice is a strangely satisfying mixture of heaven and hell. It was sweet one moment, and it was menacing the next. Well, Edward was born Charles Hatcher, and he joined the Motown record label when Barry bought out a record label called Riktik, which was a local Detroit label, and it had the song already charted on the local record label on Riktik called Agent Double O Soul. Well, in 1970, Edward Starr's fate was sealed forever with a song called War, which became a number one song in 1970, and it was written and produced by Norman Whitfield. What was interesting about that song is Norman had put that song on a Temptations album called Psychedelic Shack. When management at Motown decided not to release War as a Temptations single, Whitfield cut the side with Edward Starr, who turned the piece into a gospel shout triumph. Well, here is Edward with his first chart-topping song on the Motown record label, Agent Double O Soul, right here on Motown Memories.
Double O Soul. I dig rock and roll music. I can do the twine and the jerk. I wear strictly continental suits and high-collar shirts.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. MotownMemories@yahoo.com
by the way she talks, and you can tell her by the way she
she's gone.
A Motown memory from Edward Starr, Stopper on Sight, subtitled S.O.S., reaching number 9 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1966. Before that, Edward's 25 Miles, reaching number 6 from 1969 on the Rhythm and Blues charts. And we started with his first chart-topping song, Agent 00 Soul, number 8 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring six not-so-prominent Motown artists from the 1960s on the Motown record label. Well, we've heard from two so far, the Velvets and Edward Starr. Running out this half hour, the third one, Brenda Holloway. Well, Brenda was stunning. Well, author Nelson George called her, quote, the most beautiful woman ever signed to Motown. Her hair was bouncy and straight with curling ends that highlighted her oval, almost oriental eyes and full, sensuous lips, unquote. She was also an exception to the company norm in the 1960s. She was a West Coast-based artist whose debut single, which is coming up, Every Little Bit Hurts, was the first Motown single recorded in Los Angeles. While Brenda was known to be gutsy, she caught Berry Gordy's eye by crashing a DJ convention in a skin-tight, glittering gold pantsuit. Well, Berry watched as she lip-synced a Mary Wells record, and it didn't take long to give her a deal at that point. Eventually, Berry and Brenda, along with Brenda's sister Patrice, collaborated as songwriters. Well, here is Brenda Holloway with her first chart-topping song, Every Little Bit Hurts, right here on Motown Memories.
Day when I
That reached number 36 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965. Before that, When I'm Gone, Brenda's number 12 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from that same year, 65. And we started with her first single that charted, Every Little Bit Hurts, number 3 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1964. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. Next half hour, three more not-so-prominent Motown artists from the 1960s. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.